You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
With Newsroom senior political reporter Mark Delder this morning. Kia ora, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. We've got a bit of a climate change focus on what we're going to chat about because it is, heating up in the election, pre-election season. And yep, we're yet to see a lot of policy from the major parties, obviously the Greens being an exception there. But what's your read on what we're seeing or not seeing from our sort of political parties leading into our election season?
Yeah, it's been quite interesting. I think, at the point of the Auckland floods and the cyclone, I think we would have expected going into this election to have seen a lot more on climate policy from just about every party. Mm. But you're right that it has been a kind of quiet topic, particularly on that adaptation front around what to do to prepare us better for future climate events like the cyclone, like the anniversary floods, how to build better in places that are less flood prone and places that are less exposed to those extreme weather events. And we haven't really seen much on that from anyone. And on the mitigation side, the sort of reducing climate pollution side, we've seen a bit from the Greens. National have put out a policy on making it easier to build renewable electricity generation. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet on that front as well.
Now, is it fair to expect we will see something, particularly from Labor? I'm imagining we will see some policy at some point. Do you have any predictions about what that could look like?
We definitely will see more policy. I think every party is going to have some sort of policy on what to do about agricultural emissions. And Labor will have some energy policy and some transport policy as well. National will have some transport emissions policy. And the Greens, I believe they've got a couple of big climate announcements still planned. Not sure what to expect from ACT, but they kind of have a pretty clear stance on climate issues already, which is that they think we have a lot of the tools we need to be doing to solve the problem, and we're just not using them the right way. So in terms of what we might see from Labor, it's hard to tell. You know, their big policy from last election was 100% renewable electricity grid by 2030. But they recently said that that's now an aspirational target rather than a serious target. And, with that having kind of been abandoned, you wonder what would the next sort of pledge would have to be to actually be taken seriously.
We have seen a wee bit of punch pulling, I guess, from the major parties, particularly Labor and National, in a different kind of way. Is this kind of pre-election conservatism creep that seems to happen every sort of 3 years?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, kind of that the electoral politics of climate policy, because when you poll people, they always say that they're really concerned about climate change. Mm. But when you ask them to rank, you know, the issues that they're most concerned about right now, you're getting cost of living, you're getting law and order, you're getting sometimes healthcare in terms of hospital wait times and that sort of thing. And climate change, you know, it's higher than it has been in the past, but it's still not the top three issues for most Kiwis. And so from that perspective, parties know, yeah, people would like to see us, you know, talking about climate change. They'd like to know that we do have a climate policy because it is important to them, but the details of it probably aren't going to get picked over in the same way as maybe the details of our economic policy. And so we could probably get away with, I guess you'd say, a bit of greenwashing, a bit of sort of rhetoric that doesn't have to be backed by action. And certainly when you actually get into government, it's much more difficult to hold people accountable than you know, on the campaign trail.
Mm, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the polls then. There's been some interesting ones in the last, the last couple of poll cycles we've seen have shown it is going to be a close race this year, whatever the outcome is. What's your read on the latest polling? Have you got any specific takeaways from particularly the rise of ACT on that right block?
Yeah, it is interesting to see ACT growing and National falling a bit, but not by all that much. And I think what it kind of shows is National is winning some of those centre voters over and losing some of its own voters to ACT. It's kind of rare to have ACT be this strong when National is also quite strong, and rare to have ACT be this strong when it puts both ACT and National in a position, just the two of them, to govern. which is what those polls have been showing. Generally, they've been either a hung parliament or national an act governing by a pretty slim majority of one or two seats. It's the thing about polls is, you know, they do bounce around, and you know, you get two polls conducted at the same time that give you slightly different results. So the on the most granular level of who's ahead, I think it's hard to say exactly who's ahead. And, you know, the polls seem to suggest it's the center right at the moment, but you know, that could be that could change, and that could also be within the margin of error. But like you say, the really clear message is it will be really, really close, or at least right now it is really, really close. And no one is an obvious winner. I wouldn't be putting down money on one side or the other, because I just wouldn't have any way of knowing which is going to be right.
Also, if we've seen anything from the last few years, it's that a lot can change in a very short period of time. And it's still quite a long way to go before we actually do hit the election itself. So it will be a very interesting lead up. Do you have any thoughts about what Labor needs to do to come out a bit stronger? It's been a bit of a rocky couple of months for them in terms of a bit of instability, perhaps, in that cabinet space, and, you know, not looking as tight as they have in the polls in recent years.
Yeah, it's been really almost strange to see what Labor has been up to this year. You know, Chris Hipkins clearly felt like he needed to do this policy bonfire to get some distance from Jacinda Ardern and establish who he was as a Labor leader. But I don't think we have an understanding of who he wants to be as a Labor leader, as a prime minister. What is his vision for the country? We know what he won't do, and there's a long list of those things. It's the policy bonfire, it's a wealth tax, it's a capital gains tax, it's raising the super age. You know, he's been very clear, and they've made multiple, basically, campaign announcements that have only been on things that won't happen under a Labor government. But what will happen under a Labor government? What is his vision for how people would live their lives better? You know, if the pitch is we're a steady pair of hands, we're the status quo, I don't think people are very happy with the status quo right now. And so I do think you need to have some vision for what can change for the better if you vote for Chris Hipkins, if you vote for Labour. And we haven't heard that yet. They're conscious that we haven't heard that yet and that they need to get that message out there. But, you know, we'll see, you know, what that ends up looking like.
Yeah, absolutely. Just briefly, one of the, I guess, perhaps most headline-worthy policy announcements of the last week has been National saying that they would let under-30s dip into their KiwiSaver to pay their rental bonds off. This has been pretty much panned by all the economists and all of the analysts at the moment. What's your reckon on this?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, because Chris Bishop, the National Party spokesperson for the policy and campaign chair, seems quite frustrated by how people have picked up on it. From his perspective, he says, you know, the Young Nats said this would be helpful for young people. They looked at it and did a bit of policy work and said, yeah, that seems like a decent option. So they announced it at an event at Auckland Uni. And, you know, it's not meant to be their central housing policy or their central renters policy. It's just meant to be something that might help young people get ahead a little bit, but has obviously sort of been picked up as a much bigger thing. You know, when you've got all the experts saying one thing, it's hard to say necessarily that they're wrong. But, you know, there's maybe a question there of whether the reaction is proportionate to the size of the policy or the intended size of it.
Will be a very interesting thing to see what else comes out of their, young people-focused housing policies, because we haven't seen much with that specific detail yet.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the space where really the Greens are probably quite well-established. And, you know, there's a degree over a question over whether it's worth National trying to contest that space real hard when there are other easier voters to win, maybe.
Mark, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been great to speak with you. Mark Delder, senior political reporter at Newsroom. We'll talk to you again in the future. Take care this week.
Thanks so much, and thanks so much for having me.
Kia ora.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.